Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Have you ever thought about other people? Can't live with them? Can't live without them? Sure can't understand them? Why is it so hard if human beings were meant to be pack animals? And we were. If human beings succeed at our best when we work with other people, and we do. Why is it so hard to hold on to your best self and make connections with other people? Let's take a minute and think about how the equipment works. And what I mean by that is that your brain and your mind and your body are a system of resources and possibilities and biochemistry and electricity that work together to produce the results you get and the experience you have. And some of that complex wiring in your brain and your body and your mind creates your sense that you are a unique and independent self, that in the entire history of the planet, there has only been and will only be one you. And because you have that sense that you are unique, you also have a drive to have goals of your own, actions of your own, to make a difference. You have a sense that who you are matters because there's only one of you. It's tremendously beneficial to the human race that independently we have a strong sense of I am a self. And when I know myself, when I think of that voice in my head telling me who I am, I also value that self. I remember when he was a very little boy, we took my son to see a Star Trek movie, and it was one of the ones about the Borg and the hive mind, and he had nightmares for weeks because at 10 years old, losing that sense of self was the worst thing that he could imagine. The issue with all this is that you have another set of wires, and these wires cross, the wires telling you you are yourself and yourself alone. You are unique. If you are spiritual, you are a soul and there is only one of you. There's another part of you that exists just to be part of a group, part of a pack, understanding that human beings survive best in connection with other human beings, that we need to be able to understand, to predict behaviors, to collaborate and connect and get in sync with other human beings. And those parts of your brain are active all of the time, scanning your environment for other people, scanning your mind for the other people that you carry there, even when they're not physically present, and wondering, what are they thinking? What are they feeling? What do they want to do? How can I be connected to what they want? And of course, your brain doesn't really wonder, your mind wonders, but your brain does track enormously subtle, complex information about other people. And it does this whether you are an independent introvert or an extrovert who loves other people and depends on them for feedback. Because we're not talking about preference and personality and difference here, we're talking about the basic wiring of a human being. So human beings are wired to connect and they are wired to be independent, and frequently those wires cross. And they mean that we need to be more intentional and more attentive to what our brains are doing while our minds are busy moving towards a particular outcome or experience. When you have a state that you like to be in, an attitude that you think is important to success in an endeavor or to well-being in an experience, then holding on to that state or attitude means noticing that it is continually being modified and sometimes threatened by the states and attitudes of the people around you. There's a lot of noise in your brain when you are trying to be different than what is around you. Because a natural part of your brain is, you can think of it as a little person screaming, "No, we need to be safe, and we are safe when we are in line with the people around us. If everyone else is panicking, we should panic too." You don't have to panic. You don't have to do what everybody else does. But you will find it easiest to hold on to those states of mind and attitudes that are important to you when you deliberately seek them out and pay attention to them in the people around you, when you allow yourself to be both independently directed and supported by other people. And when that's not possible, you want to be able to reach out with as much of your connectedness as you can muster to draw other people into connection with your state, with your attitude, with your goal, so that once again you can at least briefly synchronize who you are as an independent, autonomous, powerful, spiritual being, and who you are as a member of a pack relying on one another to survive and to thrive. If you want to find out more about how you make those deliberate adjustments, visit us at nlpcanada.com, read the free resources, read the books, come to a class. This is what we teach, how to make those adjustments so that you can be both independent and connected. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Thanks for listening.